Hi, this is Heath Herrera with the Keep Fit Simple podcast, simplifying your journey to better health and fitness. In a few short days, we will be on it in March. It'll actually be March 1st. And with that, it prompted me to reflect a bit on what has happened in the last 12 months. The world changed dramatically. You and or your family may have been adversely affected by the pandemic, the ensuing shutdown, and the aftermath that we are still experiencing. I've noticed one thing for sure though. One thing I'm hearing a lot less these days than I did during the first few weeks and months after gyms in this area closed down in mid-March of last year. I'm hearing a lot less talk about things going back to normal. That's not to say I believe we'll be wearing masks and social distancing forever, but I do think people should give themselves more credit for being adaptable and for not clinging to the past. We've changed how we work, how we educate our kids, how we eat, and yes, how we exercise. In some areas, I'd argue that we've changed for the better. Unless you've experienced true tragedy from the pandemic, and my sincere hope is that you did not, I think you should take a moment to appreciate everything that you've done to adapt and change in the last year. Give yourself some credit for making it through a very tough 12 months. And look at the new month and warmer weather that's hopefully around the corner as an opportunity to reinvent yourself again. It's not too late for a fresh start. I've been thinking a lot lately about a few people I was working with a year ago, people I really enjoyed working with, who couldn't adapt to Zoom workouts or online training. "I'll be back when you open up again," they said. I haven't seen many of them since. I really wish I could have helped them stay healthy and fit during the past 12 months. Sometimes I feel like I let them down. But then I think about all the people who did stick with it and had their best year of health and fitness ever and achieved their best results over the past year. It actually gives me goosebumps just thinking about it and putting the words down. Both sides of the coin also remind me that the only person who can decide whether you're going to take action or wait on the sideline for things to change or improve is you. As we approach a new month and a new season of life, what are you going to decide? Thank you for taking the time to listen today. If you enjoyed this episode, give it a 5-star rating or review. Also, share with your family and friends. Make sure you subscribe to the Keep Fit Simple podcast on your favorite podcast listening service. Have a great day and keep fit simple.